This is Press Conference Extra. I'm Andy Heaton. I'm joined by Mike Mancoli and not Martin Fitzgerald because he's bottled it again. I think he's run scared of Lola Keith Roberts, but instead we've got Neil Atkinson because Lola's far too glamorous to make this time of night. Ahead of Liverpool's first leg of their quarterfinal in the Champions League away to Paris Saint-Germain. As is normal custom in the European press conferences, they had the player before the manager. Florian Wirtz was all right. It didn't really say anything that you wouldn't be expected. So we're going to flip straight to the manager on this one because it's late and because, you know, we just don't want to get into it and there's plenty to talk about given it's the biggest game of the season. Mike, I'll start with you. The manager opened up on a question from Alexander Isak. I'm not sure who asked the question because I've only read the quote. And it's quite clear he will be on the bench. Now, for me, Mike, what seems massive for me is that what his level of fitness is, because obviously the way that the convoluted move from Newcastle and whatever, you would hope that Liverpool have got him to a level of match fitness as opposed to just general fitness for him to be included in the squad.
Yeah, I think it's massive. I really do think the absence of Isak has been a huge contributing factor in our season. Like, absolutely massive, right? I really do believe that good attackers can cover a multitude of sins. Like, you can have bad defensive shape, you can have poor patterns of play from an attacking point of view. If you've got a lad who just scores goals sometimes, it just covers for all the sins you have elsewhere. And not having the guy who you spent £125 million on available in matchday squads has been a big blow. Like, that's a big bit of mitigation the manager can point to. It's like a big blow.